सिनामिने अतिमत्सरिप्रायश्चासितानं चतालिने जीवदुःखे सदासाय नाम प्रेमसिदा नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धान्त सरस्वतीनामिने श्रीवासवामी देवी दैताय कृपाभये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिने प्रभवे नमः माधुर्य जल प्रेमाद श्री रूपानुव भक्तिद श्री गौर शक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुव प्रणायते वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः भगवन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायति कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरक्तिजे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीर बेकाल वाला प्रारंभ की कथा करें वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टू ऑब्जर्व दिस वेरी पायस डे द बर्थ डे ऑफ जगत गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट अणु विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी ठाकुर He is one prominent acharya in the line of Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, Sampradaya. Our Guru Parampara in this line, Brahma, Madhva, Gaudiya, Vaishnava, संप्रदाय ही बोलो वन ऑफ द प्रोमिनेंट आचार्य ही हैज ऑल द क्वालिटीज विच वी सी इन और ऑल आचार्य प्रीवियस आचार्य has the qualities of Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbaditya, all. Also he has the qualities of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and He has the quality of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vidya Bhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all previous acharyas, including in him. So he was a very prabhavashali acharya, very influential acharya. We see that our Guru Maharaj used to tell that. You know Shankaracharya. From the very beginning, at the age of 12, he conquered, he defeated all the Karmi smart gurus at that time, learned scholars at that time. He has also controlled so many kings, and by their help, by the help of sword, he conquered or defeated all. So very quickly, he preached over whole India. He also defeated Buddhism and he dragged away this Buddhism from India to China, Russia and other countries, Japan and other countries. You see that Ramanuja Acharya also, very influential, Madhvacharya, they have also taken the help of kings and powers. But this, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he never took any help from any king or very influential person. He initiated some young devotees, brahmachari, made them sannyasi, tridanda sannyasi, very quickly. And they sent them all door to preach by what process? Having one box, little box, go to all. And tell our message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are all transcendental, part of Krishna. You are servant of Krishna. You are forgotten Krishna. So you must chant, remember and serve Krishna. Go door to door, in trams, in railway, buggy, buses, in markets, everywhere. And when we take money, two pies, one pies, you know one pies? Very little fraction. It may be thousandth part of $1, more even less than that. And easily one can give. Don't take more. And tell from where you have come, what you want to tell, the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, you should tell them. And there from them, all you should speak one Krishna. And thus, very soon, he preached over the whole world. Not only Bengal, but the whole of India, and soon his arms came to Western countries, Eastern countries, and preached everywhere. So distant places, Saranagati, you know, in Canada, in forest, desert, the length of so many towns, New York City, here, there, very, very soon. He wrote so many books. He established press. And he used to call it Brihad Mridanga. This is little mridanga, small. His work, his sound we can see here. And the sound of praise, Brihad Mridanga means biggest mridanga. It will go whole world, everywhere, out of all, so many worlds, it will go. And by which he made so many periodicals, Gaudiya, harmonies in English, in Sanskrit, in Bengali, in Hindi, in Assamia, in so many languages.
And
that's
one Delhi newspaper also.
Delhi newspaper. And my guru was Maharaj was editor and he was manager and everything of that. So, very qualified, learned and boy, Brahmachari joined his mission. And without help of any king and without any powerful. Never went to a very wealthy persons and kings and anywhere. Never.
And that is why he becomes so successful. He went and touched the hearts of pure devotees, whether they were poor or especially middle class of persons. And they took his mission. And very soon, whole world it blessed. The name of Krishna, the name of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And we see, and I become so happy to see you that very distant, far away from India, island, and I am seeing that so many devotees are here, chanting, remember, Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga, Nitai Gauranga Jai, Nitai Gauranga. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Govinda Govinda. Like so, everywhere he preached. Whether he may be poor, he may be of middle class, whether he is so wealthy, and he touched everywhere. If Prabhupada was not there, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not there. Somewhere, your Prabhupada, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj has come. Nowadays, there is going to attempt to cut away this line and be repeated and so many bad, bogus things. You should not be. Usse prabhavit mat hona. What he adopted, you should adopt. So, if there be no guru parampara, bogus parampara like Ritti, what will be done? Only bogus person will try. They will eat, place and eggs and everything, they will take wine, cigarettes and smoke and do all these things. And they will think that we are not falling down because they are falling down themselves. What will fall down? No. And if so, they will be rishi. They will not qualify heaven. So where we go that tasmat gurum prapadvet jitya susye uttama, where it will go? Then who will be expert? Who will do bhajan like Haridas Thakur, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, like Raghunath Das Goswami, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like Prabhupada? Who will do? Only bogus persons will come and they will control and they will bring it. So he is the root cause of preaching the whole world. He made so many saints, teaching centers everywhere in the world. He began, and after Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, following the same, and he preached over the whole world and made so many centers. But now I am seeing that all teaching centers are now going to dry, because no so qualified person to say it, to give, to waterize it. He prayed that he should send, and one very bold and strong devotee, Acharya, to smash all these bad things. So our Guru Maharaj used to tell that he had all the qualities that previous Acharya. He was a Rasik Vaishnava in the line of Rupa Goswami. He was in the line of Sanatana Goswami. You know, Sanatana Goswami made Brihad Bhagavata Amritam. It is the root of all the literatures of Rupa Goswami. Even. And in that, he has prayed to Rupa Goswami, like Sikhyaguru.
शिवाजी गुरु और सनातन गोस्वामी रूप गोस्वामी, बट इवन सनातन गोस्वामी प्रेड हिम लाइक गुरु, शिक्षा दी हाउ किणा गति सुनी देश। तो शिवाज शिल प्रभुपाद शिवाज लाइक जीव गोस्वामी इन सिद्धांत एस्टैब्लिशिंग लाइक बलदेव प्रभु, शिवाज गौर वेदांताचार्य आउट लाइक बलदेव प्रभु, शिवाज रसिक एज विश्वनाथ चतुर्वेदी ठाकुर। एक ही आज नॉट कम टू दिस वर्ल्ड, नो प्रीथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड, नथिंग, सो वी आर ऑल डेटेड टू दिस। प्रभुपाद अल्प भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर ही इन द गाइडेंस ऑफ फिल भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर, सो मेनी बुक्स ही पब्लिश, सो मेनी बुक्स वी विल ट्राई टू एक्सप्लेन ऑल दिस थिंग इन दिन ऑल्सो। आई वॉन्ट टू explain something to you. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Iti Name. You should try to understand all these things. Nama, what is the meaning of Nama? Nama means to give up worldly of ego, but no means niche, give up all worldly false ego, I'm learned, I'm qualified, I'm this and that, so giving up all false and offensive unwanted thing, enough you know. What is anath?
Unwanted
thing. Anath means I am not this body, but yes, still I am thinking that I am body. I am servant of, eternal servant of Krishna. But we don't know. We only know that, oh, I am this, I am that. I am wealthy, I am rich, I am beautiful, I am ugly, I am black, I am golden color, I am this. I am American, I am Indian, I am this. But we are not. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Naham Vipro Nacha Narapati Nati Vaishyo Nasi. We are not all this. So we may now all the thoughts. Ever. Ma, we are offering, surrendering in your letters. Please be merciful to me. This is the meaning of Namah Aswaha, to give up himself. Our soul, our all senses, we should give up everything in the lotus feet of Gurudev here. Nama, all Vishnu Padaya. What is the meaning of Vishnu Padaya? Vishnu Padam. Padam means lotus feet. Also Vishnu Padam. Padam is Dham. Dham means, what is the meaning of Dham? Just like Golok Dham. Transcendental abode of Vishnu. Pada means lotus feet. See, the lotus feet of Krishna, of Golok Vrindavan Dham, he can give the lotus feet of Vishnu. He can give Golok Vrindavan Dham, eternal abode. And the best meaning of Vishnu is Vishcharitam Vrajupati Vri Idanja Vishnu Shraddhan Nitoshuya Tatabarani Nidaja Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabdha Kamam Hridaroga Masu Atirayanahila. So Vishnu, that note is Vishnu, he is here and there, everywhere. And who is he? Who is he? Himself, Krishna. Vidharada. Everywhere. So Krishna, who became less and less Krishna among the less and less gopi in Rasasthali. He is a prepare. In autumn series. So his Vishnu, really Vishnu he, and this Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Kanabhu Vishnu, are just part of that. So Mahavishnu is himself Krishna. So who is the saint of Vishnu? By which Krishna, that Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Vrajanda Nanda, Shamsunda can walk. By their feet. And he can be the service of this Krishna, this very Krishna. He can be. Because this birth of Krishna, this will be more root treasure, his treasure. So he is Vishnu Pad. He can give the transcendental service of prema seva, braja seva of Krishna to all. So he is Vishnu Pad. Among Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. Krishna Prishthaya, what is the meaning of Krishna Prishthaya? Krishna Prishthaya, very near and dear, beloved of Krishna. That is Krishna Prishthaya. Who is the best beloved of Krishna? Srimati Radhika. So, the maid servant of Radhika, the manjaris of Radhika, the servant of, they are most dear to Krishna. We can see that Pandavas are so near and dear to Krishna. But from them, Uddhava is more. And from Uddhava, who? All gopis. Asham ho charanare nijisham aham syam vrindavane kimapi lasa. Uddhava wants to be a tree, a creeper, a grass, to have the food, death of gopis. Because gopis have controlled Krishna in their hearts. So he wants to be gopi, a grass of Vrindavan, on which the dust of gopis, lot of faith may come. So gopis are most dear. Among them, Lalita Vishas are most, but even from them, Rukmanjari and his dasis are so much more beloved of Krishna. Why? Because they are serving day and night to Radhika. Among them, Rukmanjari is most favored to Krishna. And he is one of the dasis, Nandamanjari. Who is Nandamanjari? Srila? He is Nandamanjari. So he is Krishna Pishtha. By being Nandamanjari. But in this Bhutale, she has Nandamanjari there, the most beloved of Radhika and Krishna. She has come down to this world. And here he has taken the name of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakura Prabhupada. Some make and tell him that, oh, he was very proud that he used, who took the name of Prabhupada. No? Prabhupada Bhat means, oh, like Jagat Guru. But they don't see that how Trinagapi Sunish he was. Trinagapi Sunish means? In transcendental world, in Vrindavan, he is Nandamanjari. But he has covered that designation. And he has come like a sannyasi bandi. In Varnasam Dharma. Like a conditioned soul. Like a sadhak. how Srinathata sits, that he has covered. Mein chhipa diya maine?
Covered.
See this, that he is in Manjari, very beloved of Krishna and Radha. And came from the Lord Vrindavan here, in this world, and told that I am Prabhupada. Is this very high title for him? If President of America, Clinton, will in this guy come and he tells that I am a chowkidar. Chowkidar means?
Watchman.
Then is it? And he will tell to villagers that I am watchman of this village. Oh, you should obey me. Is this very high thing? So profound, how he was so beloved of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, like Nain Manjari. And he came here and covered his bad thing. And he told that I am Prabhupada. I am like a guru, having tridanda, like in Varnasam Dharma, so degraded. So how he was Srinathata, you cannot imagine if you have no realization of this transcendental thing. No? So mercifully he came in this world and took this, that I am Siddhant, this one. This is very bogus thing in this, for that. But yes, it is. But some don't know all these things. Oh, that is right. Oh, he has become Swami. Swami means?
Master.
Oh, he is telling that I am Swami, Tridandi Swami. Oh, this is very false ego. But him, for him it was not the whole. He had come from transcendental world here and took this. Why? To sprinkle his mercy to whole jivas. He can. And went door to door, sent his messengers. So then this time I am Brahmachari everywhere. He was so, वो बहुत दुखी थे, compassionate, to give this thing to whole world, to every jeev who has forgotten Krishna. And we should always know that we are a very third class of messenger to give these things to whole world. So why do false ego will come? Never. But nowadays we see that so many hundreds of renounce orders and nothing has been found down. Because really they are not realizing all these things. So Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Sri Samad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Where he has come to this, descended to this world. And he called himself what? Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. We know that in very early age, at the age of 12, he was so scholar of Sanskrit and especially of astrology, that the whole group of Bengal at that time, in Sanskrit, especially in that astrology, they gave this nickname, title of
Saraswati.
What is the meaning of Saraswati? I am telling. He is Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. What is the meaning of Bhakti Siddhanta? Very brief, I will tell. Now it is going to be 12. So very little. I wanted to explain so elaborately all these things. You should know. Anyone can tell you all these things. Never. I know. But this is bhakti jnana. You have to try to know all these things. Swamiji can, but he has no time so much. His time was wasted in cutting jungle. He wanted to read all these things. And also at that time, in these countries, there was no qualified person to take all these things. But you are serving him, so you must be some qualified to take all these things now. So bhakti siddhanta saraswati. Bhakti means paranurakti ishvare. What is the name? Paranurakti in ishvare, Krishna. Ishvara means Krishna here. Who Krishna? Bhajendranandan Shyam Sundar. Not Narayan, not Ramchandra, not Dwarkadhish Krishna, not Mathurish Krishna. Who? Krishna, the Prabhu of the servant of Vrindavan? No. The friend of Krishna? No here. The son of Yasodhanandan? No, no, no. Don't think. Who? Who is he? That is the pranam mantra of Krishna. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Those who drink this prayer, he is not satisfied by telling that, hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. No, he is not satisfied. That is what he is telling. Dinabandho. Dinabandho means? You know Dinabandho? Jagatpate, Prabhu of whole world. But he is not satisfied. Then again he says, Gopesha. He is the Ishwar of Gop or Gopis, but never not satisfied. Again he went, Gopesha, but Gopika, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, or still something is remaining. And then the Radha Kanta. Oh, he's Radha Kanta. What is the meaning of Radha Kanta? Controlled by Radha. Not controlling Radha. Controlled by Radha. This is Bhakti Siddhanta. So Paranurakti Rishwari. So much love and affection to Vrijendanandan, Shyam Sundar, Radha Kanta. This is bhakti. In other words, what it has been. Lokiti, Vaidiki, Vastu, Kriya, Jatriyate, Mune, Hari Seva, Nukulle, Vasakarya, Bhakti, Nichara. Lokiti, all the, what? Lokiti, Vaidiki, Kriya means? Our activity, worldly. Lokiki Vaidiki, the activities you have been, what you have been told in Vedas and other ethics are Lokiki Vaidiki Vat Kriya 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 Kriya. Whatever you are doing, it should be related to Krishna, for Krishna. Then whole in the hall will be called Bhakti. If you are doing, to matter for Krishna, to please Krishna. If you are sleeping for Krishna, if you are doing anything, going to market for to please Krishna, to bring something for Krishna. If you are serving to a devotee for Krishna, if you are worshipping, all are bhakti. More than this, Savaipuntam paro dharmo jato bhakti radhakshaje ahetukya abdavhita ja bhakti purushottame. Tajyadharavatavichinnagati se. Continuously, day, night, 24 hours, our all India powers, by all our senses, mind and also by mood, if you are serving Krishna. Without any repeat, without any having any fruit for yourself, not covered by knowledge and karma, then it is bhakti. Very high thing. And it is in Srimati Radhika, in Mahabhava stage, more than that. More than Mohan, and more than that, more than especially in Radhika. For he, Krishna, comes in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking the beauty and instinctive mode of Radhika, in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is called bhakti. Swarup Goswami made a new paribhasa of this bhakti. Paribhasa definition. And it, all whole by what I told, that is being told in Epics, Vedas, Upanishads, everywhere, he collected. And everything was came in this slope. In his slope, all the definitions were merged, combined. Annabhilashita sunyam, jnana karmadharabhritam, anukullena krishnanushilalam, bhakti ruttama. What is the meaning? Try to hear very patiently.
In this verse, Srila Rupa Goswami has given the definition of bhakti. So,
Uttama bhakti.
Uttama bhakti. Transcendental devotional service. So he has said here that the constant endeavor with the body, with the mind and words to serve Krishna. Also to serve Krishna through the cultivation of transcendental mood continuously, which is not covered by desires other than to please Krishna, and not covered by the dhyana. So completely devoid of all desires,
yes.
Completely devoid of all desires other than to serve Krishna, and not covered by jnana, karma, yoga, tapasya, meaning not covered by the knowledge of the impersonal knowledge, and also knowledge of the opulence of the Supreme Lord, and not covered by karma, that means not covered by the intention that one will get something from that service. I'm not covered by yoga, tapasya, or any other spiritual endeavor. This is called Uttama Bhakti, transcendental devotional service.
So this is bhakti. Bhakti Siddhanta. What is bhakti Siddhanta? These are bhakti Siddhanta. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. What is the meaning of Sarasvati? The Bath Devi, Atishatri Devi, of the sustenance, so dominating deity of
knowledge
and bhakti and knowledge, everything. So Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati is this. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. He is master of all. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. So we can know that from 6th chapter, Keto Darpan Madhyanam Bhavmaha Dhabhadi Nirvapanam Shreya Sairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadu Jeevanam. There are two kinds of Vidya. Vidya and Avidya. In this, Paravidya is Parabhakti, Uttama Bhakti. And Aparavidya, going to colleges, schools, university and reading all these things. And knowing what is this world. and to be happy in this world. This is aparavidya. Up to Brahmalok, everything is aparavidya. And paravidya, bhakti, serving Krishna, devotees, and serving Krishna in Vrindavan, all of Vrindavan. And the services of Manjari, most happy. So he is one of them. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Bhakti Siddhanta Namam Vishnu Padaya. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati iti namine. In bhutal, in this world he has come as this Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. But really he is who? Nanda Manjari. Who is he after this? Sri Vatsabhanani Devi Daisai. Who is Sri Vatsabhanani Devi? Vrishabhanu, the son, the daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Is Vrishabhanu Srimati Radhika. Daisai. Daisai means beloved. And doing so much service to please Radhika. So Nanda Manjari is doing like this in the guidance of the Rupa and Rati Manjari. So he has come to sprinkle that transcendental thing, Brajapin, to the whole world. Bhanu Daitaya. He is so near and dear, so beloved of Srimati Radhika. If anyone wants to have the mercy of Krishna, and if he is taking shelter of Radhika, then Krishna automatically will be happy. And if you are serving Krishna less and less, but he will not be so happy. But if you are taking shelter of the Lord's feet of Srimati Radhika, Krishna will give himself completely. So, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in Golok Vrindavan Dham is like this. Daitaya Kripabdhaya. What he does there? In terms of Daitaya Golok Vrindavan, what he does? What is his duty? Nikunja Juno Ratike Lichidhyaya Yaya Nidhi Yuti Ratishan Vande Guroti Charanarvinda. Vande Guroti Charanarvinda. Vande Guroti Charanarvinda. Not only selling books and distributing books, not being any mutt commander or superintendent of mutt, doing here there and filling his pockets, giving sometimes 1% to the authority and taking all these things, and after that taking any what? Girlfriend and quickly going here. Not like this. What kind of he was? He was transcendental. So, Sri Vatsabhanani Daitaya Kripabdhaya Ocean of Mercy. What is that? To sprinkle that Radha Dasya is there is no wealth like this in the whole world. And he came that all you are Radha Dasi, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this thing. Anarpati Charin Chirat Karunaya Vatirna Kalau Samarpai Kamunno Tojjal Rasamsa Bhakti Siyam Hari Hapura Sundar Dut Kadam Sadar Jaya Tandaresu. This. It was never given in a day of Brahma, for lakhs and lakhs years. But mercifully, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself being Krishna. He took the golden deity of Radhika and insists a mode of Radhika. And friends, for such thing, Unnata Ujjala Rasamsa Bhakti Sriyam, to give Unnata Ujjala. What Unnata Ujjala? Sri means the beauty of that. The service of Srimati Radhika, Radha Dasya. So in his line, he has also come only to sprinkle his mercy to give this thing Radha Dasya to all. Not anything else. But we see that he preached, he did this Nagar Sankirtan, doing publishing books, giving Tantan, Sannyasi, jungles, establishing Varnashram Dharma, you know, Varnashram Dharma, all this. He did. But his main purpose, to give Radha Dasyam, Madhujyo Jyala Premadhyo. What is Madhujyo Jyala? This is the Unnata Ujjala Rasa, that's Radha Dasya. Bhakti of two kinds. These were given by Ramanuj, Madhva Acharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadita Madhva, and previous Acharyas by Ramachandra himself. And that was opulent bhakti. Aishwarya bhakti. By this we cannot praise Krishna so much. He cannot be controlled by this Aishwarya bhakti. You know the word Aishwarya? What is Aishwarya? Oh, Krishna is my father. Krishna is how much Surudriya. I am so inferior. So he is Prabhu, I am God. Like, oh, he is my husband, I am his wife. Like this. Oh, he is so high, I am so. He has so much appearance, I have nothing.